Mexico's President Vicente Fox joined President Bush on the road yesterday. They traveled to Ohio, delivered back-to-back speeches in Toledo, and toured a Hispanic community center, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
With movie screen size American and Mexican flags as the backdrop, the two presidents' appearance at the basketball arena at the University of Toledo felt as much like a campaign stop as it did part of an official state visit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and the President of the United Mexican States.
It was also very much a touring buddy act, in which each man lavished praise on the other, with Fox telling Mexican-Americans in the crowd that President Bush is their friend. Mr. Bush, in words aimed at people watching back in Mexico, mentioned that country's slumping economy. He said President Fox shouldn't be blamed for something that's really being caused by the economic slowdown in the U.S. The stated goal of this state visit was all about solidifying and elevating the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico. President Bush, in his speech, acknowledged that many Americans are hesitant about that.
I know there are some in this world and our country who want to build walls between Mexico and the United States. I want to remind people, fearful people build walls. Confident people tear them down. And I'm confident that a strong relationship... And I'm confident that good neighbors and a strong relationship is in our nation's best interests.
Moments later, President Fox, alternating between English and Spanish, echoed that theme.
Today, we're not only neighbors, we're not only friends, we are partners through the commitment we signed with NAFTA. We're partners to work together, building a better future for both of our nations. NAFTA is being successful. It has created jobs in Mexico. It has created jobs in United States.
But Toledo is not a place that has embraced the North American Free Trade Agreement. Labor leaders here say this industrial city has lost thousands of jobs because of NAFTA. The city's popular congresswoman, Marcy Kaptur, is among the most vocal opponents of the trade deal. But part of the appeal of a stop in Toledo is its Hispanic population, which is increasing. The White House feels the president's close friendship with President Fox will help with Hispanic voters, who polls show vote overwhelmingly for Democrats. No major pronouncements came out of this state visit, but at a South Lawn news conference with Fox, President Bush did have encouraging words for Mexico on two key issues. On migration, he said that, like Fox, he too hopes to find a way to provide some legal status for millions of undocumented Mexicans who work in the U.S., though he concedes that the issue is very complex.
I'm willing to consider ways to, for a guest worker to earn a green card status. And yet I fully recognize there are a lot of people who've stood in line who said, I'll abide by the laws of the United States. And we're trying to work through a formula that will not penalize the person who's chosen the legal route and at the same time recognizes the contribution the undocumented has made.
On another controversial subject, whether to allow Mexican trucks to travel freely and make deliveries within the U.S., the president said he opposes efforts in Congress to keep them out and said he would veto any bill containing such a ban. The two presidents flew back to Washington from Toledo on Air Force One last night and then shared dinner with a small group at Blair House, where Fox and his wife are staying. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.